All right, so here is today's reading. It comes from the 15th chapter of John. Apparently the people in the lectionary business decided I was going to preach from John for the next several weeks. Chapter 15, verses 1 through 8. I am the real vine, and my heavenly parent is the farmer. God cuts off every branch of me that doesn't bear grapes, and every branch that is grape-bearing, God prunes back so it will bear even more. You are already pruned back by the message that I have spoken. Live in me. Make your home in me just as I do in you. In the same way, that branch can't bear grapes by itself, but only by being joined to the vine. You can't bear fruit unless you are joined with me. I am the vine. You are the branches. When you are joined with me and I with you, the relation is intimate and organic, and the harvest is sure to be abundant. Separated, you can't produce a thing. Anyone who separates from me is dead wood and gathered up and thrown on a bonfire. But if you make yourselves at home with me and my words are at home in you, you can be sure that whatever you ask will be listened to and acted upon. This is how my Creator shows who the Creator is. When you produce grapes, when you mature as my disciples. All right, so for the sake of transparency, let me tell you that this is one of the reasons that I don't particularly like the Gospel of John. It is a love-hate relationship, amen? Although it's not the author's problem here with what I don't like. What I don't like about this particular reading and the gospel is that Christians over the years in the evangelical church, and yes, I'm going there, has taken this particular reading and have turned Christianity into a bunch of elitists. That there's only one way to get to God. That there is only one way to do this. And by the way, they use then Jesus as the foil, because they take what we're pretty sure were his words, because it makes sense that he would have used this as an example, because back in the day when he was wandering around, they had these huge vineyards, right? Because they couldn't drink the water. So they needed something to drink. And so there were these huge vineyards. And so and the people then understood how these vineyards worked and how the root system worked and how in order for there to be fruit, the branches had to be connected to what? The main vine, right? And if there was any trouble with that main vine, then it didn't produce fruit. And he is right also in the example that when they died back, they used that for wood, for fires. So it served a dual purpose. It kept them hydrated, and it provided warmth. So it's no surprise that as Jesus was talking to folks, that he would use this as an example. But I'm telling you now, folks, that Jesus didn't use this as an example of who you're connected to, and that's why I titled the sermon, Being Connected, as a matter of power and control. We all understand those connections, don't we? Don't we? Oh, yes, we do. Remember when we were about to change presidents, we began to find out all these people had gone to the former president and they were put on a list for what? Pardons. Because that's something that the president of the United States can do, is to grant pardons. So they were using their connection with the president of the United States to get whatever they have done, forgotten about. We have connections at work. How many of you have heard this phrase? It's not what you know, it's who you know. Amen? See, those are all power and control things. And it's no wonder that the church didn't grab onto it. But that is not what the lesson of Jesus is. And it's really, really important for us to understand that. What Jesus was trying to tell folks is, look, if you want to know what God looks like, if you want to know what God is, here I am. This is what it's about. And I am giving you a way to have a full life. I am giving you a way in which you can get along with each other. A way that the world is a better place. And not only is it a better place, but it will continue to grow. This is not about, hey, I'm the only way. And so therefore, if you're not connected to me, dude, it ain't going to end so well for you. No, what Jesus is trying to say is, look, I'm an example. And as part of that example, if you stay connected with me, then you will be fine. Now think about this. How often have we heard people say, you know, I've just gotten away from praying? How many of us have heard the question, I don't know where God is in all of this? How many of us have been faced with a life or death decision and we didn't know which way to go? You remember a few years back, they had that thing, what was that phrase that I thought was so hokey? But they made bracelets off it because somebody wanted to make money. What would Jesus do? Okay, it was fine for the moment, and he's trying to pass me something, so just say it.
What have you done for me?
Well, yeah, okay, exactly. And you threw me off. Amen. I love my husband. I was on a roll. Oh, yeah, what would Jesus do? And I really thought that was hokey because people kind of hid behind it. But in fact, it's what Jesus was teaching here. Stay connected to me, and then you know what God wants. Now, you want an easy lesson? All you have to do is go to our website. Yes, I'm going to be a little arrogant at this point. Go to our website and look at the core scriptures for this church. What's one of the first ones that's there? You know, people, what God requires of you. That you be just. That you be merciful. And that you be humble in your relationship with God. By staying connected with Jesus, that should be our first thought. That's what he's talking about. When we come down to making a decision, we make decisions that are fair and just. When it comes down to, do I forgive this person or do I walk away? Brothers and sisters, I know that it is not easy, but the answer is forgive. If it comes down to, do I love people regardless of where they're coming from? The answer is what? A new command I give you, that you love one another as I have loved you. And what did Jesus do? He was willing to lay his life down for people that he didn't even know. And also people that criticized him. People that lied about him. People that turned their back on him and walked away. It's not easy, folks. It's not supposed to be easy. If it were easy, it wouldn't be worth doing. But that's what that connection is about. It's not anything about being elite and better than. It is about being of service. It is about loving unconditionally. It is about not having to preach and tell people who you are. There was a story about a homeless guy here in Atlanta. He got dumped by a family member, I guess, because he was addicted and was having a rough time, and they couldn't handle him anymore, and so they dumped him in front of a homeless shelter. And there was a guy there that volunteered that come out to help him up off the pavement. And of course, this guy was not happy, and he cussed this guy out, spit on him. But this guy, he didn't give up. You know, he continued to work with him, and he got him to his feet and got him inside and started talking to him. And this guy proceeded to tell him that one little thing I forgot to tell you. Do you know what mission this was? It's the Salvation Army. What did that mean? It means, well, you know, they've got this belief in God, right? And so this guy hated God. Didn't want anything to do with God, didn't want to hear about Christianity. And this guy that helped him up and got him inside, made sure that he had food and clothing and got checked in, and that he was going to be seen by people that would be able to help him with his issues. This went on for 2 or 3 days, and the guy wasn't calming down, really. And somebody came by from the Salvation Army at that point and asked him, now here, I want you to frame this, asked him what he needed. And the guy looked at her and he said, I need some cigarettes, man. Now there's big signs up all over that place. No smoking. However, 3 hours later, the guy comes back and he's got a pack of cigarettes. And he says, these are yours. Let me show you where you can use them. And they went walking outside, and the man had a cigarette. He gets done, and the guy who originally brought him into the shelter is getting him ready for dinner. And the former homeless guy sits there and looks at him, and he goes, why the hell did he bring me cigarettes, man? It's against all the rules. The guy looked at him and said, well, because he's a Christian. He just heard your need and wanted to meet your need. And the guy said, oh, let's not go there, man. I don't want to start talking about Christians. You know I don't like Christians. Why would you even bring that up? And the guy looked at him and said, well, because I'm a Christian. Now, the end of that story is that guy ended up going to church for the first time in his life. You see, this is what it is to be connected. You don't have to brag. You don't have to exert power. All you have to be is the love that God has given to you to give to each other. God bless you this morning.